since the initial outbreak, which was sometime in March of this year in several countries in Africa, we've had a 400% increase, predominantly just in the last 2 months. And these calls that are coming in are calls from business travelers, organizations, individuals on the ground that are requesting information of people who have a vested interest in the disease and the epidemiology associated therewith.
What is the nature of the inquiries they are making?
Well, I think that the media, as you well know, has kept very much aware of what's going on, and there seem to be a number of waves of outbreaks. And every time there's a new wave, there's a new amount of information available in social media and in the news, and consequently there's more and more exposure to these business travelers who are having concerns, and appropriately so. And any of these travelers that happen to subscribe to our business at International SOS will call us, as they are entitled to do so, and get information from subject matter experts.
You say that approximately about, 56% of the requests were generated in Guinea.
That is correct. And then, but outside of those regions, there's been a significant number of or an uptick in calls coming through the United Kingdom. And that's probably because I always think of the UK as sort of a central hub of business travel. And so they're rightly so concerned about this disease, which has no cure and there's no vaccination. And they want to make sure that they're doing everything they can in the spirit of duty of care to mitigate the risks to their employees. And I respect that.
Do you sometimes find maybe some misconceptions in these inquiries? Because the other day, I have a college-age son, and he was watching a video online. And when he got through, he came to me and he asked me if I had eaten bush meat before. And I said, yes. So he said, oh, he's just watched the video about Ebola, and if you eat bush meat, then you're likely to attract Ebola.
Bless his heart for paying attention to such a video. No doubt the bushmeat can serve as a source of the disease, and as you know, bushmeat is ubiquitous in certain parts of Africa and considered even a staple in many of the diets, particularly of the local folks. And unfortunately, the harsh reality is that this disease can be transmitted through bushmeat. And so we are following the guidelines of both WHO and CDC and advising any of our business travelers not to be consuming bushmeat just because that does increase the risks of transmission of the disease.